forever. Dog.
This week on Let's Go Otsko, we play Thorny or Horny and Schmear Campaign with our guests Kevin Yee and Matt Legrand.
Let's Go Otsko, a woke Japanese game show.
Woo! Hello, it's me, and welcome to Let's Go Otsko. This is day 7 of quarantining for me. How about you? You know, some of y'all are like, this is day 1, because I've been a bad girl. I've been a bad boy. I've been leaving the house and going out and seeing the people. Because, fuck it, I'm so young. Whatever, I don't mean to make fun of you, but you know what? You know what you're not supposed to do, right? Right now, we're all supposed to hunker down. It is so hard. It is very hard, okay? I joined TikTok, all right? I joined TikTok. That's where I'm at, okay? I went to CVS by myself just to cry in the parking lot. That's where I'm at. Yeah, okay? Because I said, home is where the heart is. I cannot shed tears there. No, so I hopped in my car, drove to CVS. I didn't even want to cry inside the CVS, okay? Because I was like, I don't know, somebody I know might see me, you know? And also, I don't want to put that burden on anyone else. So I just stayed in my car and I just cried. I said, okay, just a little bit. All right, just a few minutes. Okay, maybe just an hour, you know, right here by myself. Also, just to see what the outside world looks like, you know? But for the most part, besides that, honestly, I've just been inside the house with my husband, Ryan. We've been cooking. We've been waking up. I've been live streaming Let's Go Otsko, a talk show, every day, mostly at 4 p.m. Pacific time. If you want to tune in, you know, I have awesome guests on there FaceTiming in, and we all talk about our experiences. We answer questions, so feel free. That's some feel-good content for you right there. I've also started teaching my dance classes, my dance fitness classes, online. Did you know I did that? That's right. I teach dance hall. I teach dance hall because apparently in Atwater Village or Silver Lake, I was the closest thing they were able to find to Jamaican. No, but honestly, I teach dance hall fitness. So I've been doing that. What else have I been doing? You know, trying to keep a sense of normalcy a little bit. I did my first ever live stream comedy show with a group of comics just now on Instagram Live. So things are still popping off, you know. It's a time where you really need good Wi-Fi. And unfortunately, we've been having some Wi-Fi issues the past few days too. So that's been crazy. You know, one of the nights, like me and Ryan straight up didn't have any Wi-Fi. So we just like told each other stories and we were like, what do we do now? A puppet shadow show? What do they do back in the day? We just tell stories and braid each other's hair, you know? But me and Ryan, we both have short hair, so we just stared at each other. And then I was like, all right, let's just go to sleep. Let's just masturbate and go to sleep. Anyway, I hope you're hanging in there, okay? These weekly podcasts are still coming out. Bop, bop, bop. Because podcasts were meant to be for any time, including a pandemic. Today's guests are super fun. I'm excited for you to meet them. But first, if you want to support us during this time, during this hard time, where, you know, our comedy show gigs are canceled, we literally can't do any comedy shows, join us at patreon.com/letsgootsko and be a patron member today. If you're able to give a little, you know, if you love our programming, that is a great way to support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/letsgootsko. That's it. On with her programming. Oh my God, I am so excited to be here with my guests. I'm here with Matt Legrand and Kevin Yee.
Crowd goes wild.
Thank you, everyone. Wow. It is such a pleasure to be here.
This is why we do the show live.
Yeah, no autographs, please. No autographs.
Yeah, yeah. And it's good because like our demographic happens to be...
Husks. Filled garbage can of...
Yeah,
water.
Yeah. Do we are we allowed to talk about that? I don't think we.
Oh, right.
Want
no.
to
it's raining in LA,
that.
And
it's
we're
raining.
All managing with plastic bags over leaking holes in the ceiling.
Exactly.
It is true. Do you know that my car leaks every time it rains? It's very upsetting.
So what's your fixer upper?
I do put garbage bags over the window.
Are you being serious?
I am being serious. Yeah. And it's not that bad. It's not that old a car.
Kevin, you have money. Just buy a new car.
Get a
I know,
new
but I'm
car.
Also Asian, so I'm cheap. That's a negative stereotype, you guys. Mm, mm-hmm, I mm-hmm. need to take that out of
I'll
my...
I'll let you say it.
Yeah, no, say it. So what was that?
I am a... I am cheap. Yeah. I'm cheap. I don't want to buy a new car. And I also... It's only 7 years old, and it's a Nissan Versa
Silver. So you
want
to drive it till it...
It dies.
Crumbles.
It crumbles... Or it just floods, so it'll probably be dead in a few.
It's fun to have a junker.
I think so. Yeah. Then I can talk. I have something to talk about with my car.
Yeah, remember when they did clunk for cash, junk for cash? You could turn in your car that's falling apart for money.
How much?
It was
money?
Like a government call.
Oh.
Like a total recall of all. I don't know how much. It was like a few grand. It was a few grand. Even if your car only like is worth $2, they took it.
Sold my last car for.
It was that? No.
This is like. Can I tell like a little anecdote?
Please. Yeah. No. No. Or
what
yeah.
is this show again?
So I used to have right a now. Honda Civic 2000, and it was like it had been stolen four different times in Los Angeles, and I used to talk about it on stage a lot because you could literally start them with like a screwdriver. Like anything, they were so like it's just the ideal car to steal. But when I was just buying my ex-boyfriend's car because he was leaving to Hawaii and I needed a new vehicle, but I was driving my car for the last time and I was so upset about the breakup and that he was moving, and I was driving my Honda Civic drunk, and I parked it on the side of the street.
Yeah.
And I have like a, what is it called? The locks that go over the steering wheel?
I don't know what it's called.
You know
Ryan,
what it is.
Ryan,
it's the lock that locks in the steering wheel so people can't steal it. You have to use a key. Anyways, I'm drunk.
Know, Ryan,
I'm asking the oldest person
I park
here,
my so. Car. I have the lock on the steering wheel or whatever. And then I go off and like live my life, do my day. I come back to the car, still drunk. I get into the car and... I go to open the thing that's locking my steering wheel, and it won't unlock.
Oh.
And I can't figure out what's wrong with it. I end up breaking the key in the thing, and I can't figure out what to do. And I get out of the car, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why is this not working?
Yeah.
I realize that there is the exact same car as mine parked behind my car.
That's crazy.
And I had broken into someone else's car with my key.
Oh my gosh.
And broken my lock into their thing.
Yeah.
But I was just planning on, my car was going to be picked up by the junkyard that day anyway, so I just called the junkyard people. They picked it up and paid me $200.
Wow.
Literally our cars were the exact same color.
So, what about the other car though?
Yeah, so the other car you just
it's in my neighborhood and I still see it all the time.
If by chance this happened to you here in LA, you can reach out.
I need to
Instagram.
So no one's really
evangelical daddy.
I did drop out of AA before I had to make amends to people.
That
would have been a big one.
This isn't like the story you tell when they say like rock bottom, right? This is hardly a rock bottom, honestly. But that is funny that it's you were able to get in. That it's that
so
easy
frustrated.
To get into a Honda Civic.
These two, the color is ice teal. That's the technical color of the car. They're literally parked right in front of each other.
How did that guy fix his car? He came.
I don't
in,
know.
He tried
I fucked him
his...
over so badly.
You did,
I was
and you
such
just
a selfish
it.
Person. I was a bad person.
How
are
you to know? I mean, I've almost gotten into the wrong car too, but that's a new level. Honda Civics.
Is Anna looking
always
up laundry
stolen.
Detergent? We're Anna, the producer, is just scrolling through Bounty.
I'm ordering supplies for the office.
Okay.
Oh yeah, because there's a leak.
More
you know,
garbage
it's,
bags.
It's all on topic. Oh,
some
my God.
People scroll through Instagram.
Well, I'm glad you got money out of that. You got some money out of your car gate.
And that person got a whole new experience.
By car.
What it's like to drive in one direction.
Key, so they had to like pay for the key to probably get like.
Probably. I need to apologize to my neighbor. That was so bad.
Wait, so you still know.
You know who it is?
They live in my neighborhood. Yeah. I see the car.
You see the car.
That poor person.
They dealt with it already, though, because
they were probably so confused.
Yeah, they were. That's
so
it.
So I wish there was video footage of me in the car, being so frustrated, literally crying over the fact that my boyfriend left me to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, no, look, it's fucked up. Breakups are hard.
But he shouldn't have parked behind you either.
That's true.
He saw your car was there.
Yeah.
It's his fault.
It's his fault. Yeah. Yeah. With that said, actually, speaking of breakups, I kind of looked up both of your love horoscopes today just because I was curious.
Oh, I really need to hear this because I've been single for a very long and painful time.
I'm a nightmare.
Yeah, maybe we don't need to hear it. Maybe
no, go for it.
You
no.
know, you both kind of had similar
I'd
ones.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, you both
Wait, are you Scorpio too?
No.
You're not. I don't think you asked this, but my moon... I'm a Capricorn, which Capricorns are like bitches who get shit done. And then my rising
you
is
get into,
Virgo.
You got into that fucking car.
My rising is Virgo, which is also an earth sign, which is also very cold. But then my moon is Scorpio.
Yeah, I feel like we're connected.
Scorpio is very emotional. And so I have this very cold exterior, but then on the inside, I'm actually really sensitive.
Yeah, just a sweetie. Just a sweetie.
But my Pisces, my Venus, which controls your love life, is in Pisces.
Oh, okay.
And that's like the most traditional, like
also
you
water sign.
Fall hard and you you want like the fairy tale romance.
Dang.
So I'm just like, did you know that this was gonna be that intense? Because I don't even know. moon rising
moon
over my
sun, Venus.
Yeah.
Go.
I'm just a Scorpio. What else do I need to know?
What time you were born and stuff like that.
Do you know your moon sign, Kevin?
No. How would I know? Is it the date?
How would I possibly know?
How do I find that out, you guys?
There aren't podcasts on astrology.
Is that how you know? You listen to a podcast? Wait, no, but what is the moon?
I think you got your chart read is what it seems
happened. I have an
app,
yeah.
Oh,
is that the big app that everyone's talking about? No, there's one that somebody tried to get me on. And it's like the new thing. And it's kind of like a Facebook and you connect with your friends.
Yeah, it's the pattern.
It's called CoStar.
Oh, CoStar.
Yeah, CoStar.
Oh,
I don't have that one, but that is the popular.
CoStar, that sounds like a karaoke app.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. Like made in China. Yeah,
or like
CoStar.
The biggest acting role I'll ever land.
Right.
Write
that's,
that down.
That's what karaoke is. That's great. Write it down. We recorded it. That's good. Okay. All right. Really. Okay. So this is Matt's. Love horoscope today. Even though you are currently quite happy with your relationship, that's assuming things. You may still find your mind turning back to one past affair that seemed to have a certain charm you have never been able to recapture. I don't know, Hawaii dude. The celestial atmosphere of the day indicates that it is time to reflect on this and either do something about it or let it go and be free to move on. I don't know, pretty general. But about like, you know, you can either do something about the ex you're thinking about or not.
Yeah. Are you in a relationship?
I have been dating a guy for like 2 months. Dating is, we haven't had sex.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
You don't feel this if you're just friends.
I've made a new friend.
I hate it. I literally do this all the time.
I was waiting for the punchline, and then you were like,
there's no punchline other than he refers to my, like, I always am initiating sex, and he's like, and then he like will like joke about my butt and call it my shit pussy. And
but
it's
no
like a
sex
funny
straight.
Yeah, is
no
he straight? Like, how do you know that you're dating?
He sounds nervous.
Do you guys like snuggle? Do you kiss?
We've kissed.
Okay.
And we watch movies.
You watch Love is Blind.
Oh, my goodness. I do have this pattern, though, of dating guys who don't want to have sex with me. And I think it's because, which I need to write like a think piece on this, but growing up, I always would fall in love with my best friend who would be a male. And I would develop this relationship where I would live in a fantasy mode where I know nothing would ever develop. But I would like believe that it would turn into something. But we never did anything physical. And I almost feel like that is my default mode. Like I find these guys who are never going to let me do anything physical with them, but I'm allowed to live my fantasy. It's so sad.
Okay. But you won't ever be disappointed with like what you've imagined because the thing you imagine never happens.
Oh, I guess. I'm just always
like you're always one step ahead.
I'm just so positive.
You know, I'm trying to say like,
I mean, you'll never be disappointed.
No, exactly.
Because if you had hot sex in your head, but you never had hot sex in real life, with the person, then it's not, you know, then you're not disappointed.
Bad because I'm not living in reality.
No, it's true. It's
also
very true.
This thing that was talking about ex-lovers. I was at a show the other day and my ex, the one who moved to Hawaii, also I call him my ex, but he refused to call me his boyfriend. But he did live with
another
me
friend.
For 6 months.
Another friend.
A friend who slept in my bed for 6 months.
Okay.
He had the best laundry detergent and I cannot find it. But yeah. The other day I was at a show and someone walked into the room and had the laundry detergent and I started spiraling.
Oh.
Because scent is like such a strong memory
trigger.
Right,
it took you back.
And I was, my stomach was in knots and I was, wow. I was so upset the rest of the night because all I could think about was this guy.
Interesting. Yeah.
So I need to confront that.
Let's see if Kevin's is anything that has to do with anything that's happening.
Yeah, Dr. LeGrand came out there.
Yeah, Dr. LeGrand came out.
Diagnosed yourself.
What's this
going to
pull out in me?
Yours is kind of similar. So yeah, the past and present seem to connect with today's challenging aspect is...
Not good.
Yeah. Grandma accidentally interjected there. I don't...
Oh, thank you.
I can't be responsible for
she
it.
She says today was going to be challenging.
I thought we were in church or something.
Hey, everybody. This is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast. And I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over Office Hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show.
It's showtime.
It may be that while out with your latest love interest, you bump into an old flame who reminds you of a whole chunk of your life and brings back a corresponding flood of memories, kind of like what Matt just, what just happened to Matt. This may make you wonder about what you have been missing. So perhaps it is time to get your priorities in order. That's a big jump. I don't know why it like suddenly brought up priorities, but it talks about old flames. And it might bring you back some memories.
I mean, the whole thing doesn't make sense because I've not dated anyone in years, so I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
How many years has it been?
My last, like, serious relationship, and when I say serious, I mean, like, 2 months, was, like, 7-8 years ago. It was a long time.
For those listening, Kevin's, like, most iconic song is about fucking his... ex-boyfriend's dad.
I've fucked people before. I've fucked people in the past 7 years.
But so. I mean that song.
you said that with such an intensity, like I felt it wasn't sexual at all. It's like I just fuck people all the time.
We know you'd be fucking.
And that could be.
I just
need the podcast world to know that I do.
Kevin,
as sad as my relationships are,
I fuck. No, totally.
But the song you have where it's about your boyfriend cheating on you, and so you go and fuck his dad.
Yeah.
Were you in a relationship where the guy cheated on you?
Oh, I've been in many. The majority of my relationships have ended because they've cheated on me.
Right. So you're kind of a monogamous. Good. You're not into like, you know.
No. But loosely. I think I'd be open to it now.
Yeah.
Just like when I was younger, I was like, oh.
Just me and you, babe.
Romantic.
Right.
Now I'm like, whatever comes.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Kevin be fucking.
You'd be open for an open relash. Okay.
I mean, depends with who.
For sure.
I guess I could say that, but I don't know what it would be in practice because I'm kind of a jealous person in that aspect.
So you're maybe it's like you get to play around.
Is that cool? Some people would be into it.
I feel like that's everyone in every, like
no,
everyone who wants an open relationship. They're like, I trust myself to be with other people, but
that's true. Not the
you.
Other person. Yeah. Yeah. It's a hot mess.
So astrology is a lie.
So it's a lie, but you know, who knows?
And open relationships are also a lie? Is that what you discovered?
I don't know.
I don't think
if you dig
so.
Deep.
For both parties. Like one
Kevin, if you reach far enough, the astrology will connect to you. Okay. All right.
Not that astrology.
With that said, Grandma, what is it time for?
It's time for the first game.
Thank you so much, Grandma. It is time for the Kevin.
What did she say?
The time for the first game.
Oh my
Matt,
wait,
Matt.
No, I cannot believe I just I did not.
No, see Kevin, it's because Kevin set it up. Kevin was looking straight into your eyes. You had no choice.
I was simply repeating what I heard.
Okay, and I appreciate that. But yeah.
I was told by a guidance counselor that my one time that I should have been a musician because I'm so good at repeating what I hear.
Yeah, totally.
But she said first.
That is
but you know what?
She
speaks two languages, and I speak one.
Yeah, Matt
so
speaks
live your life.
Two as well.
What's your other?
He lived in Indonesia.
I speak Indonesian.
You speak Indonesian?
Yes,
my first
does.
Language.
Yeah. First.
Can you say something?
It was his first language.
Say something really offensively gay in Indonesian.
Really offensively gay?
Well, okay.
Kevin, you are trapping him left and right. You are trying to trap him into a corner where he says something wrong. But go ahead. Yes, say something.
Mau makan sepatu ku?
Oh, with your eyes, that made me think you were like...
I just said, do you want to eat my shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Which is a very common sexual thing in Indonesia, right?
I don't know. People are into different things. I love that you did a little shoulder shrug.
Yes.
Yeah, you did a little shoulder shrug.
He knows your affinity for shoes.
That was
love
gorgeous. A good shoe.
That was gorgeous. Mm. See,
okay, go back to laundry detergent.
Ooh, okay. So, I mean, so technically, actually, yeah, like he, if anyone out of you two had, would have like an Asian accent speaking English, it's Matt. Because he
true.
Speaks an
yeah,
Asian language
bitch.
And English.
Yeah.
No, that's why I've like...
I'm surprised you only speak English.
I only speak English. I've lost out on a lot of work because my Asian accent is actually racist. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned it from Miss Swan from Mad TV. So
right,
like,
when you do it, yeah.
Yeah, and I cannot learn it. Like, I've gone to like language classes. What do you call them?
Speech
classes. And well, not therapy, but like where they tell right. you like the intonation should
right.
be like this. And
right.
I cannot do an Asian accent, so
I'm so
yeah you're cultured
that's what I was gonna say.
You're so much better than
no,
me
no but I would just I all my friends growing up were Indonesian or Korean or Chinese Indonesian and it's
yeah.
not okay for me
to do it.
No, but, it's not. But when I was growing up and we would all hang out and it would be like kind of a gag when we were all together, but I was the only white one.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
it was kind of a different balance of.
But you yeah. actually were like, you live there and you speak the language. So I would give you a pass.
But I'm white and I'm privileged
yeah.
and I'm.
With that said.
And I'm only going to make fun
of
Norwegians.
And that was your first test, Matt. And for that, Matt gets 1 point.
What?
Okay.
Wait, what was the game?
What was the game?
We haven't even gone to the
okay.
game
okay,
because,
sorry.
You know, because we had Kevin going, oh, what did she say? Matt, what did she say? Use that, say that accent. Do that accent. Mm. All right. Okay. All right. In this quick round of a game we call Thorny or Horny, we will be showing you photos of people's faces with various expressions. And one at a time, you will go one at a time, and you have to guess if the person is in the middle of a sexual act or not.
Wait, Thorny?
Thorny.
Thorny.
Yeah, thorny
like
or
angry.
Horny. Yeah.
But the other thing
or
is
just
like
regular, just
oh,
like not in a sexual act.
But
you
like
know.
Also, it's a podcast, so people listening can't see.
You know,
thorny
we're gonna,
or horny.
We're gonna describe it.
You're gonna
it.
Show it. Oh okay.
Yeah, we're gonna allow our.
We're gonna this. Yeah.
Amazing guest.
Although
to
I feel
it.
Like the line between those two is. Yeah, okay, that's why
yeah,
this is a good
very
game.
Yeah, it's very thin, you know.
Often
yeah,
hand.
Since we talked about sex and exes and et cetera. Well, let's have Matt LeGrand go first. Ryan, would you like to show him your mm-hmm. first face? The first face. Okay, so this is the first face. Tell me what you're seeing here. You see a...
She looks so yummy.
She looks yummy. She has glasses. She has like a thick rimmed glasses.
I mean, she's definitely looking down at a like foamy macchiato.
Oh, that's what that is. I was like, you can see something in the glasses.
It's a, like a gorgeous girl with like horn rimmed glasses kind of like smirking and her eyebrows are
okay.
like raised.
Yeah,
yeah. She's a horny little mama.
You yeah. think- Okay. But
and
but
she like she's looking into the macchiato, but wishing someone was.
How do you know that's a macchiato?
She's wishing someone was sipping on her shoes.
Yeah, sipping on her sipping on her shoes like she wanted it. Let's see. Okay, and it
oh,
is a macchiato.
Good for
it
you.
Is a coffee.
It was
good.
Wow.
Good work. Good wow. work. Now that could be like to some people a horny picture, but for now we will call this one thorny. That's right.
So it, thorny is if they're not horny.
Thorny is not. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just also rhymed.
Wait, she is horny.
She's thorny.
In my opinion, she's like a sensitive gal and she is really looking for a smackdown.
For sure.
So
yeah.
She is horny.
But she's not in the middle of a sexual act.
No. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Which so it was thorny. I lost.
All right. That's a point. No. You got it.
No, that's what I'm saying is...
Oh, I said she was horny, but I also guessed what she was
you
doing.
You said she was drinking a coffee instead of having sex or something. Okay, so that's a point.
Okay, fair.
That's a point.
I mean... Right.
Let's see how Kevin does. Kevin, you saw how that went down.
Okay, go ahead.
Ryan?
I mean, I do watch a lot of porn, so... Okay. Because I do fuck, as we...
Yeah.
Those do not go hand
in
hand.
Kevin, you be fucking.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's a horny situation. Okay. She has basically no shirt on, and,
and her mouth is
open, and it could just be a giant... But it could be a giant hot dog, too. She could be eating as well.
Topless, yeah.
But she is topless. I think that's
is she
the
topless?
Giveaway.
Is she wearing a crop top?
Yeah, Kevin. She could be wearing a, you know.
Yeah, it's true. I don't want to impose that on her.
And it's like, let's not pretend like people eat naked all the time too. But yeah. I won't give you too many clues. Is that your final answer? She's not horny. She's thorny. I mean, she is horny, not thorny.
Yeah, I'm going to say horny.
Okay, let's see if Kevin is correct. And unfortunately, it's thorny. It's a friend. It's
But that could be a still shot from a porn. Let's be honest. Like, that could be the beginning of
Kev, that's the game. Sure.
No, but then I would be right because it would be a horny thing.
Yes, if it was something else, you would have been right. Like, but so it wasn't something else.
So where is this from?
Unfortunately.
Oh, man.
Is this from a porn?
It's a story porn, but they are not in a sexual act.
See, it is a
technically,
story.
Technically, it's just...
Oh, okay.
Can that just be porn? Because I want to see if this is porn.
Kevin, okay, Matt, what do you think of this?
I think that is Timothée Chalamet's porn stunt double on the left. This is definitely a Sean Cody film.
Uh-huh,
Oh, my God. I feel like none of these are actually going to be sexual.
Yeah, these are all trick questions.
What? No, wait, hold on. You stopped yourself so fast. You were painting this beautiful picture of a
I think they're wearing
film.
Swim trunks, and it's actually like quite a wholesome interaction.
Oh, but really? I do and think it is friends? From Sean Cody still.
Shit.
No,
I don't know.
No, but that. But again, I think these are still shots.
I don't know.
From
it's a tanned Timothée Chalamet bro next to another like more clean cut bro. He looks like the sun in Place Beyond the Pines. No one's seen that movie.
No. I don't even know that reference
at all. The sun behind
it was the director of Blue Valentine's follow up film. Okay.
I also don't know that. I just want to see dicks.
They look so angelic and so sweet, but that is the Sean Cody. The Sean Cody game. I'm going to guess that it's sexual.
Oh, you're good. Okay.
Let's see if it's.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness. I was right.
Matt, you're really good at this game. 2 points for Matt.
You covered the dicks, though. What's the point?
Well, I didn't want to just surprise
you. Look at their. I'm sorry. The T. Chalamet lookalike. Like, he has such an adult build, but then his face is this little
baby.
Boy.
Yeah, just a baby. Yeah. What is that called?
Beautiful.
When the face doesn't grow with the body. What is that called?
That's what I have. I literally have the chest hair of a 45-year-old and like can't grow a beard to save
a baby,
my life.
Baby face.
It's called a husk. Possum.
It's a husk.
Oh, it's a husk. We're going
it's
back.
A husk.
Yeah, that's a husk.
That's a husk.
So many descriptions.
It's a sweet boy with a furry bod.
I guess
I'm
I would
even
be a
more
husk
confused
then.
About what a husk is
I
now.
I know, it makes no sense.
No, this is perfect. Great. Okay. Kevin, this is just a disturbing looking photo, but it is a guy with kind of like his head against a chair and one eye
he
closed,
looks like
one
he
eye
just
open.
Got beat up.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's a... What are the options?
Thorny or horny?
I'm going to say that's a thorny.
Why is one eye horny? Open and one eye closed?
Okay,
he looks like he's being
final
punched.
Answer? Okay, and it is thorny. Aww. It's actually, he was taking a nap and one eye just accidentally... You know.
See, that's not fair.
He looks like Lip from Shameless was like stung by 1,000
A little bit. He's a little
poor swole. Guy was just tired. He worked all day and then he's like sleeping and then his friends were like, that's hilarious.
And then Otsuko was like, this is going on my podcast.
it was on Google.
You can't body shame anyone if no one can see them.
It was on Google.
That is true, actually.
And it's not, I just thought
also,
it was-
Also, he's white, so it's fine.
I just thought it was interesting. I hadn't seen someone nap like that in a while. You know, where one eye open and one eye closed.
Yeah,
anyhow.
His eyes are going to be infected. He's going to get red eye.
You should go to the comedy store more often.
Right. Ding, ding, ding. You are smart. Okay. All right. Let's see how Matt
I mean,
does with this. Wait, so that's a point for Kevin, right?
That was Kevin, yes. Yeah. Kevin is, mm-hmm. we're 2-2.
No, 2-1. I'm
really competitive, and I know Kevin is 2.
It's 2-1.
I'm actually not for this game, though, because I feel like they're all tricks. And like I said, again, I'm putting it out there, the majority of these are still shots from porns. Even if they're not horny, it's the moment before the horny.
Right, like, and yeah,
so
just
that's why these are
story
trick
porn.
Questions.
Story, that's very true.
Okay, so I'm looking at a. This is like a. I believe her name is like Jenna Malone. She's kind of the girl from like Hunger Games and Donnie Darko, but like it is like a knockoff porn version of her. She's wearing a choker. She has gauges in her ears.
Gauges, yeah.
It looks very disingenuous. She's like, it looks like she's faking enjoying sex.
Got it. Okay.
And there's like instead I of like feel like there is unfortunately like an older man behind her.
Oh, wow. Wow. Very descriptive. And let's see if Matt is correct.
Oh!
Yes, another point for Matt.
Wait, so how come you covered the dicks but not the boobs, huh? Huh? That is wrong.
Yeah,
I am offended.
We were
dicks.
Doing it. We were doing
I'm offended.
This. We were doing this Japanese style where just the lower genital, the genitals get covered.
Free the it's cocks.
Actually, free the cocks. It's actually homophobic. Elatsuko. She like didn't want. She was like, I do not want Kevin to be horny, so I'm going to show him breasts.
I've only been showing like nipples, but like genitals, I don't know. You know.
Little did she know, Kevin and I are both fives on the Kinsey scale, and we're getting a little turned on.
I know.
Oh, God, I'm so glad.
It is 2020, moist in here.
2020, fluid. Okay. Okay, all right.
So that's me in younger years.
I'm not allowed to make that joke.
We have the same haircut.
This is an Asian man, and his head is, he's looks like he's taking a nap, too.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kevin?
I'm going to say horny. He's getting railed from behind.
You think so? And not just
probably
the,
by an old
not just a
guy.
Quick cat nap?
No.
Okay. Well,
no.
Let's see if he's correct. You're going to be mad because I also covered
interracial.
It. Yeah, interracial.
Not white. A black guy. That's beautiful. Thank you for supporting.
Aww. Yeah. Interracial love.
Having
love
gay
is
sex.
Blind.
Love is blind.
But again, covered
and
up.
I am
Kevin,
sorry
is that still you from a few years
dick.
Ago?
That is my last ex. And.
2 months. 2 months. That's
yeah,
not
two
bad.
Months.
That's
of,
not bad.
Of that.
Yeah, of love and relationship. Okay, all right. So
beautiful.
Kevin
right?
got 2 points.
I love that.
Matt has
just
three.
So you, the listeners, the genitalia is being covered by like
I know
clip art from Windows 1998.
It's like an M&M.
That's so
that
popped up.
It's like the I... like paperclip guy and all of
for
his
some,
friends.
For just some reason, in this picture specifically, he's the way he's looking down at what he's doing, but the emoji's there, so it's like he's looking down at the emoji. Like,
oh,
what
yeah.
are you doing there?
Yeah,
but
as, which is also very 90s clip
but
art.
As people who've seen this picture, like his penis is not in him at the moment, right? Because he's very far from his butt.
If I recall, actually, it
it's like
is,
half in?
It's half in.
Okay.
It's yeah, a little
probably.
Bit.
It's like mid thrust.
He's a performer. It's probably quite large.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm assuming.
Totally.
And he looked, anyways.
Yeah, so he's in
we're
there.
We're all having a good time.
He's in there, but I just didn't want to spring it on you. I didn't know if at 3 p.m. it was like, you just don't like looking at.
No, it's actually good to normalize the dick.
Yeah,
it's
on a Saturday
good.
Afternoon.
You're right. You
did
know,
you watch Midsommar?
I totally fucked up. No, I didn't because I didn't know.
That director, Ari Aster,
so
he always
scared.
He always
again, I don't know these references.
Oh my goodness, he did Hereditary, whatever.
Yeah, totally.
I don't
he
know what
that
is.
Two scary
movies
that
and
I haven't
great.
Watched.
He's
yeah.
great.
It's great.
Next
Anyways,
time, yeah.
It's
noted.
Good to see them because it makes us stop. Like, it, like we see so many breasts. Like, let's fucking see some dicks.
That's true. Well, let's see if we
Atsuko,
see more dicks
this was a
on
woke
the next one.
Game show.
I agree.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Did you
so weird.
It?
Interesting that there's
Matt
three
LeBron,
men
I
on
agree.
Your podcast.
You know, last time we did a game like this, I got complaints that there was too much dick.
Okay.
And so
oh.
I was
by
like,
who? Straight men? Straight men.
It was
they were
yeah,
straight
it was
men.
All straight men.
Exactly.
No, no I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
No, it was like two women or something.
Oh,
look,
lesbians?
I don't see gender, so.
Yeah, love is blind. Again,
but that's interesting that you do.
But look at me trying to, you know, mess with that idea. There's another one after
oh,
this,
no.
or no?
Okay, yeah, I can't look.
Ryan, no. And that was it? Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, wow. Okay. And Ryan, would you like to give us our scores?
Yes. So as I understand the scores right now are at 3 for Matt LeGrand and 2 for Kevin Yee.
Okay, all right. So, okay.
So there's a competition.
Let's keep it going for
it's,
them.
You know,
let's keep it
I don't
going
really
for
care,
them.
But
I feel good.
Yeah.
Everyone I mean, the first support. One was not And but anyways, it's okay.
Kevin was like, she's eating a chicken nugget, but it could have been a dick.
I know.
But it's like, well, it wasn't a dick, yeah. So you lost.
But it's it was in fact a chicken nugget.
But if
nugget.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it's about, is I'm saying it if or it was is it not?
Yeah,
yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. So if it wasn't what you thought it was, then you would have
Then I would have won. I would be winning right now.
That's how that works. Yeah.
So.
But also it works the other way, where if it, since it wasn't, you don't get the
You're
point.
You're like, my answer was incorrect, but if my answer was correct, I would be correct.
I'm just saying somebody should take a picture of me right now.
You're correct in that.
Speaking into this microphone and be like, horny or thorny?
Yeah. Horny or thorny? I will be like, well, we know he fucks, so.
So you never know. You never know what's happening.
That's right.
Is this what you expected this podcast to be when you came in
no,
today?
No, yeah. It's just chatting, playing games. This is great. Y'all are... my faves.
Oh, she's getting
here. We
the
go,
bagels.
Ryan. And with that said, Grandma, what is it time for?
Second game.
We're I'm glad get... that I'm doing it with Matt.
Wait,
thank
is,
you
are
for
the bagels
Matt
part of
me.
The game?
What? Yes. Yes.
Oh, we're just going to eat bagels.
You're just making me a bagel.
No, we can. You can totally eat these too. Okay, here we go. It's election season, which means debates and speeches and smear campaigns. Uh-oh. Ryan, would you like to read the rule of this game? So we took a hard turn. We went from horny to now. Shit, that matters. Ryan, would you like to please read the rule? Do you want me to do it?
You'll have a minute each to answer questions about your past tweets. At the same time, you're putting an even amount of cream cheese onto a bagel. Here's the catch. Every time I'm responding to the interviewer.
Who is me?
You have to stop what you're doing. Once you're done
answering,
you can go back to putting cream cheese onto the bagel. Whoever puts on an even amount of cream cheese on the most bagel halves while giving a perfect polite interview wins.
Does that make sense?
Anytime we're answering, we can't be smearing.
You can't be smearing. Cream. That's right. Okay. That's right. But also respond, you know, politely as you would, and you know, if you were running for a position that mattered, you know. So I have dug into your tweets and I'll be interviewing you.
Mine are so bad.
Mine are bad too.
I haven't figured out Twitter.
No, me neither. No, I program my tweets. Are they all just like, follow me on Instagram?
I thought they were so hilarious.
Mine's
actually
just links to my OnlyFans account.
No, I thought they were hilarious and these are great. And, but you know, also you will be also judged on how well you remember your tweet too. So anyhow. It's okay. It's supposed to be fun. since Matt won last time, let's have Kevin go first. So Matt gets to see how the game
Do
is
Do I get
played.
To choose the spread?
Sure, yes. There's strawberry and regular cream cheese.
Okay.
Strawberry is so good.
Yeah, I'll do strawberry. Okay. Because I want to eat it after because
yeah,
I'm quite hungry.
Yeah, open it up. Open it up.
Okay.
Ryan, let's Thank put you. 60 Wait. Seconds on the clock.
We're 60 not, seconds we're
not,
on the clock.
Yeah, we're not ready yet.
So I'm trying to... so the winner... so I'm trying to cover as many of these as possible. Is that the point
That's
of
right,
this
but
game?
Evenly and all... Yeah, evenly and...
Very even.
Okay.
Very
you cannot
evenly.
Move on to the next bagel cover until the first surface. Bagel is been oh. evened out.
Okay.
I see. Okay.
And don't skimp on the cream cheese too. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? Okay. All right.
Okay.
Hold on, not yet.
Why are there so many bagels in front of me? Okay.
Okay, we got 60 seconds on the clock.
We have 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay, and ready?
Starting now.
Go! Excuse me, Kevin E. Excuse me. What will you be wearing to the premiere of your film Blocked at Outfest Fusion?
Oh, probably my like cheap top men's suit.
Oh, okay. All right. Excuse me, Kevin?
Yes.
Hi. Where did you get a pipe? Stop. Where did you get a pipe?
A pipe?
You have a pipe? I saw a picture of a pipe on your Instagram.
Oh, that is from the Halloween store.
Okay, all right. Excuse me, Kevin?
Yes.
Kevin,
yes.
How shallow are you for Hinge?
Oh, no, I don't like guys on Hinge, so I'm just a Grindr guy now. Very shallow.
Okay, all right, noted. Very shallow. Okay, that's a good answer. Kevin, Mr. Kevin.
Yes.
Hi, did you end up watching... Excuse me, you have to stop. Did you end up watching Irishman? Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're ruining it. No, I did not. It's too long.
Okay, good answer. Excuse me, Kevin, your favorite pie to
Kim,
bring...
that's timely.
And that's oh, time. My okay, gosh. Let's see how well you did on the wow. cream cheese spreading.
But again...
I actually thought it was going to be easier than this.
You heard it here first. Let's see. He's going to just wear a suit to the Outfest Fusion premiere. You got a pipe from the Halloween store. You are very shallow for Hinge, and you did not watch Irishman. Okay. You heard it here first on there Let's Go, Let's Go. And Kevin has, there's parts of the first bagel. It's not super even, like evenly spread, but okay.
Well, it was not cut evenly either.
Right.
But
right.
I am open to whatever judgment you want because yeah. I don't really care. But I just want you to know that
right.
it was a bumpy bagel.
Of course.
So if there are parts.
That's the nature of this challenge is that okay. it's not supposed to be easy. Okay.
Also, you were like dipping your knife in the schmear while you were
no, but there was
questions.
Some confusion because when I was dipping it was actually when Otsuka was talking.
You're right. That's true.
So there
one
was some
time
mistakes.
It was. You're right. But for now, yeah, it looks like almost two halves were covered in
Do you want
cheese.
Strawberry okay. or do you want the other one?
Matt?
I want strawberry.
Yeah Matt, good. You okay. saw what just happened. Let's see how you do.
Yeah, and also, I mean, it was a little... Okay, so we're kind of answering our tweets.
Yes. It was...
It's
yeah.
a little what,
We're
Matt.
Piecing... Oh, no, no.
What are you trying to say?
I didn't know what this was going to be like. No,
it's
no,
like,
no.
Well, it was a little bit of a hot mess when Kevin was going.
You know what? So I'm going to eat this bagel.
Your answers are bad. I'm just going to say. Your answers weren't good.
But come watch my movie at Outfest. It's called Blocked.
That's right.
I love how Kevin did two halves and Otsuka just put out six for me, where she's like, you're going to destroy.
Well, no, we know you're
no,
going to win.
No, we don't know because I just want to have options. I just want to have options.
Kevin be fucking.
Mm. Okay, we got 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay, go.
We have Ryan? 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay. And go, Matt, go.
Starting now.
Excuse me, Matt.
Yeah.
What was the worst tattoo on a guy you dated? The worst tattoo you've ever seen on a. Yeah.
Fuck.
It's okay if you don't know.
A tribal tattoo.
Okay, tribal tattoo. All right.
That's
okay.
not correct.
I'll take that down. Okay, all right. Excuse me, Matt. Matt, where were you when you found a used Band-Aid in the shower?
I was at Gold's Gym.
Gold's Gym. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay. Excuse me, Matt. Finish the sentence. After eating 18 oysters, don't...
Drink lukewarm kombucha.
Okay, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and excuse me, Matt. How long have you had your weighted blanket?
Longer than any boyfriend.
Okay, we'll take that answer. That's right. Okay. Excuse me, Sir Matt. Italians. Ethnic or white?
White. Ariana Grande, you are white.
Okay. All right. It sounds like she's not. Okay. All right. Matt, you look great as Princess Leia. That's it.
Thank you.
Hey, that's time, ladies
okay,
and gentlemen.
And that's Whoa. Time. Okay, let's see how Matt did with the spreading of the cream cheese. It would appear that there are four
wow.
halves, but let's see the evenness. Okay, I'm judging the evenness. Yeah.
Well, and thickness. Thickness. Look how thick mine was.
Kevin did get more thick onto the
yeah,
first one.
Yeah, but that's
one.
Not practical, Kevin.
It's not.
Look how thick.
It looked like you were...
I know, mine were really skimping, but... I think mine are all an edible
It's to
level.
Your liking, honestly. I didn't say how
Oh, no,
thick.
You did not say that.
I said just evenly.
Interesting.
No, I just said make it even.
Really?
I said make it even. I think you made it a little harder on yourself. Ryan, I need your help as the gamekeeper with
yes.
what you saw. Yeah.
So we have 4-1.
Well, dude,
well,
no,
I ate
Kevin,
one.
Matthew.
I'm so sorry. 4-2.
Two. Yeah.
Kevin did eat. I think that should
I
count
feel
against
like
him.
Ryan, have you been doing?
Honestly, I really feel as though that should count against him. So I'm looking at this as 4-1 and 1-1. I think that.
I feel like, Ryan, what have you been doing this whole game show? I feel like you've been kind of half out. Like, are you doing your taxes? What are you working on?
I'm eating one.
I'm working all kinds
I
of
had,
stuff.
I think
here.
I had three pretty good ones and one really
Yeah,
bad
I would
one.
Say.
I don't know that one.
I would say, I'm going to say that.
Maybe my total is 2.5. It's still more
I would
than
say
yours.
That, I would say that the point goes to Matt.
I think it's pretty obvious that the point goes to Matt.
Yeah. And with that said, wow. Are you all ready for this? Those were the games.
You are smart. Matt,
You are smart. And with that said, we have a winner for Let's Go Atsuko, a woke Japanese game show. And a crazy turn of events. Matt LeBron, you are the winner.
You are the winner. Winning the first and the second round.
That's right. Yeah, that's actually
okay, don't
a
rub
first.
It in.
Kevin lost
don't rub
all
it in.
Of them.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that, do you remember I was on it? Well, it's gonna actually say what this is. But I was on an episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was a fake judge. Yeah, we've talked about
right.
this.
Yeah, that's right.
I was a fake judge, and the person who lost mm-hmm. wouldn't talk to me after.
No, yeah, because...
This is in New York, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yes,
it was.
Right.
Yeah.
It was one of the
episodes. You were on an episode of this show?
As a judge, not as a
judge.
Guest.
Yeah, and...
And then I... But it was like, you don't choose the winner for realness. You choose the winner that's the funniest. Not funny person, but that's funniest to the audience.
Sure, yeah, and yeah, but so, they were still upset.
And we followed that rule today. Matt was the funniest, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Wait, what did Grandma say again? Can you repeat?
Eat your bagel.
You are smart.
You are.
What? You were smart.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Get to know Grandma.
You are not
what?
Stupid.
Get to know our people's
did
accent.
She laugh at the end?
With that said.
Oh, this is my song.
Yeah, this is your song.
With
Kevin
that said,
taking us out.
Matt, please. I got to your house. Choose one of these beautiful like self-care products.
Okay.
For you to, and then you can look into it, and then choose one for Kevin.
I can
Kevin
look into
too.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can look inside the bag. So
can
you
I
can
get one for myself and one for Kevin.
Yeah, choose one for
oh
Kevin.
My
goodness. Yeah. That's how the winner celebrates.
Don't give me something offensive, okay? Because I've already had a day. This has
oh,
been very
interesting.
Trying.
I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, you yeah.
Is
you
it
can
like
read
face
it out
products?
Loud. There's
yeah.
face products. There's like stomach Aww, products.
Oh, this is cute.
Stomach.
Okay.
Yeah.
I honestly, the best way to give a gift is something that you would want for yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna give Kevin the ice bear yes. face mask.
Ice bear
oh,
face
you're
mask.
So generous.
That is so cute.
It is very cute.
Thank you.
It's very cute. It works really well. I've used it before.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
What does it do? It freezes my face.
No, it's just it just hydrates it. Like a you know, regular face mask.
I really want a face mask too.
Oh, you take the face mask then.
Yeah, I mean you can change your mind since you won.
Okay, again.
Well,
don't
there's
rub
a,
it in.
There's a chewed up soap bar from the Madonna Inn, and I'm gonna give that to Kevin.
Okay. Thank you.
What happened to that?
And I am literally gonna
it
leave that here because
you know,
I do not
never,
want that in my house.
It was never chewed up before.
Yeah, I'm confused.
So weird. Okay, there's like a chin up mask. You didn't want that. That's,
oh, nice.
That's for
I don't
your,
want that.
You get a tight chin so for your tight jaw. Okay. Well, with that said, oh my goodness. Do y'all have where can people find y'all? Do you have like announcements that you would like to make?
Well, my Instagram is at kevinyee.com, and I have like about 1,600 followers, so I'm basically an influencer. So please follow me.
Follow kevinyee.com on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes,
same.
And
handle.
I will also plug that I'm on a show on Apple TV called Dickinson that nobody's watched. So if you could.
People are watching this show. And
well,
it's
you
good.
Two have watched.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've heard
I binge
it's good.
Watched.
I haven't watched.
Yeah.
It.
Oh, see, yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
If you liked Little Women, you'll like Dickinson.
Yeah.
It's around the same era.
I like thick women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So watch that so we can get another season. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Totally. Yeah. And Matt LeGrand, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at evangelicaldaddy.
That's right.
And I have a monthly show called Juice Box that Atsuko's done before.
So good.
Kevin Yee is usually a regular on it.
I love it. It's my favorite.
It's so good.
It's
the show was
so
last
good.
Night. I love it so much.
So
it's
good.
At LAG Vintage and Silver Lake.
Go watch it if you're in LA.
But I always post about it on my Insta.
Yeah. So find out about it on the Insta. Go to it if you're in LA. And I've been Atsuko. Ryan.
I've been Ryan.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.